但是如果我们回到圣经，我们就发现，哦，忧愁有两种。
But if we return to the Bible, we would understand that there are two kinds of sorrow.
如果是依着神的意思忧愁，这是好的。
If it is godly sorrow, then it is good.
那难道神也会忧愁吗？
So does it mean that even God sorrows himself?
对，神也会忧愁。
God can be sorrowful himself too.
那为什么神会忧愁？
So why does God sorrow?
因为圣经说神就是父亲啊。
Because God is our Heavenly Father.
那我们就是神的儿子。
And we're the children of God.
如果我们对邻居的孩子，对其他街头的孩子，我们就不会忧愁。
We will not feel sorrow for the behavior of the children of our neighbors.
因为这样跟我们没有关系啊。
Because they are not related to us.
但是如果我们对自己的孩子是会忧愁的。
But we would feel sorrow for our children.
因为这里面有爱的存在。
Because it contains love.
所以神为什么忧愁？
So why does God sorrow?
因为神爱人。
Because God loves men.
所以这个忧愁是好的。
So this sorrow is actually good.
这个忧愁就产生一个动力，神要从天上下来救人。
This sorrow has motivated God to want to descend from the heaven to save the people.
所以当我们在世界上有困难的时候。
Therefore, when we face difficulties and afflictions in the world.
不只是我们为自己的困难忧愁，神也在为我们的困难忧愁。
Not only then we are going through a sorrowful time towards the problems that we're facing, but God is also feeling the sorrow.
所以在出埃及记里面。
That is why it's recorded in Exodus.
我们来看出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
这个地方讲，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
Here the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt.
以色列百姓在埃及被法老王欺压。
The Israelites were oppressed by King Pharaoh in Egypt.
很痛苦。
And they went through a very sorrowful time.
没有一个出路。
They didn't have an escape.
但是天上的神就是他们的父。
But the Heavenly Father was their Heavenly Father.
他说我看见了。
He said that he has seen the sorrow that they were going through.
那下面，他们受孤中督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。
And the Lord has heard their cry because of their taskmasters.
所以他们痛苦当中的哀声，神说我听见了。
So even the cry in their sorrow has been heard by God.
所以这个神的选民，我们有一个父亲，他在天上。
So the chosen ones of God have a Father, and this Father is in heaven.
我们受的苦神看见。
The sorrow that we're going through are all seen by God.
我们的哀声神听见。
And our cry are heard by God.
然后如果我们看第七节。
So if we refer to verse 7.
我知道他们的痛苦。
Here it says that, for I know their sorrows.
所以神本身他是父亲，他可以体会我们的忧愁。
So our God is our Heavenly Father, and He can experience Himself the sorrows that we're going through.
到第八节。
And verse 8.
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以父亲看到孩子受苦，父亲就从天上下来。
So the Heavenly Father has seen the sorrows that his people were going through, and he has descended from the heaven.
那个下来的就是救主耶稣。
And the one who has descended is the Savior, Jesus.
那主耶稣下来做什么？
So what? Why did Jesus descend from heaven?
要救我们脱离埃及。
He wanted to save us from the hands of the Egyptians.
因为埃及是魔鬼的，是法老在做王。
Because the Egyptian was under the control of the Satan, that is Pharaoh.
这个世界是魔鬼在做王。
Similarly, the world is being ruled by devil.
所以主耶稣下来要救我们脱离魔鬼。
So,Jesus has descended from heaven so that he can save us from the control of the devil.
那要救我们去哪里?
So where does he want to deliver us to?
说领我们到那美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
He wants to bring us to this land of, to a large and good land flowing with milk and honey.
它是牛奶，是很丰盛的。
It is a very rich piece of land flowing with milk.
它是牛奶与蜜，蜜是很甜美的。
It is being flowed with milk and honey is also very sweet and nutritious.
很丰盛，很甜美的一块地。
It's a very rich and nutritious piece of land.
那这一块地是什么？
And what is this piece of land?
主耶稣传福音的时候说，天国近了。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, he says that heaven is near.
那个天国就是神的国。
And this heaven is God's kingdom.
它是在天上的。
It's in the heavens.
天国近了，就是主耶稣要把它从天上带下来。
And when it says it is said that heaven is near, it means that Jesus wants to bring heaven to the earth.
所以有人问主耶稣，你的国在哪里？
That is why some people ask God, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
God would say, the answer is the kingdom of God lies within your heart.
所以主耶稣要把那一块牛奶与蜜之地丰盛甜美的从天上带到人间。
So Jesus wants to bring forth these rich and large good piece of land flowing with milk and honey to this earth.
使我们来承受这一块土地。
So that we can enjoy this piece of good land.
这是一种属灵的产业。
It is a spiritual inheritance.
那这块土地如果在我们内心实现。
So if these piece of land were to exist inside our hearts,
就会产生丰盛跟甜美。
It will bring forth a lot of abundance and sweetness.
我们的内心会很丰盛。
And our hearts will be abundant.
我们的生活会很甜美。
Our lives will be good.
所以天父是有忧愁的。
So it is true that our Heavenly Father does have his own sorrows.
主要是为着他的选民忧愁。
Just like how Jesus felt sorrow for his chosen ones.
那他的忧愁是有行动的。
And his sorrow is followed by an action.
要带我们出这个世界，要进到神的国里面来享受丰盛跟甜美。
That is to deliver us out of this world and to bring us into his land to enjoy this abundance.
因此圣经里面就依着神的意思忧愁。
So if we have godly sorrows,
如果我们看旧约圣经，
if we turn to the Old Testament,
就是神在天上看到他的百姓受苦那一种心情。
It's the same emotions that God was feeling when he was looking down from heavens and seeing the sorrow that his people was going through.
神要下来来救我们。
God wanted to descend and to save us.
那现在我们已经得到救恩。
And now that we have received the salvation,
那神还会忧愁吗？
Will God continue to feel the sorrow?
神还是会忧愁的。
He will still feel sorrow.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为有时候我们像浪子一样。
Because sometimes we are just like the prodigal son.
这个浪子他有父亲。
This prodigal son has a father.
但是他离开了父亲。
But he has departed from his father.
所以这个就是父亲的忧愁。
So this is the sorrow of the father.
为什么？因为他很爱孩子。
Why? Because he deeply loves his son.
如果父亲不爱孩子，你走就走吧。
If the father does not like his son, love his son, he does not care if the son were to depart from him.
但是如果父亲爱孩子，这个爱是切不断的。
But if the father loves this child, this love is unceasing.
爱到死为止，你的心还是挂虑在那个地方。
The love he has for his son will remain until even before he dies.
所以这个依着神的意思忧愁，就是神的心进到我们里面那一种对神的忧愁的一种感受感觉。
So to have this godly sorrow is when God has entered into our hearts and we have this emotions of sorrow.
就是神对他所爱的子民的一种感受感觉。
That is the kind of feeling that God has towards His people.
所以有时候我们当父亲对自己的孩子有两种的爱。
So sometimes, being parents to children, we have two kinds of love towards our children.
一种叫做地上的爱。
One is the earthly love.
所以我们对孩子的忧愁常常是世界的忧愁。
So the sorrow that we have for our children are usually earthly sorrows.
就是忧虑我们孩子书读不好，身体不健康，没有前途。
We are worried about the future and the education and the health of our children.
这个是因为我们有地上父母的爱。
Because we have this earthly love as parents towards our children.
但是我们对自己的家人还有另外一种爱。
But there's yet another kind of love that we have for our family members.
就是神的爱充满在我们里面。
That is the love of God that is filling our hearts.
那这种神的爱充满的感受叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
So these emotions that we feel when we are feeling the love that our God has for us is godly love.
所以有时候我们的孩子在世界上都很成功，生活都没有问题。
Sometimes our children are very successful in the world and they don't have a problem in their lives.
从世界上来讲，我们应该是没有什么忧愁。
From the world's perspective, we shouldn't have any sorrow.
但是如果我们有神的心在里面，
But if we have God's heart in our hearts,
我们就会有依着神的意思忧愁。神的忧愁
We would feel this godly sorrow.
为什么
Why?
因为我们所爱的孩子他离开了神
Because our beloved children has departed from God.
他有一个父亲
He has a father.
不止在家里他有一个父亲在天上
He has a father not only on earth but in heavens.
那个父亲的爱充满在我们那个天父的爱充满在我们里面
And this heavenly father's love is filling our hearts.
我们就为自己的孩子忧愁
Then we will feel the sorrow towards our own children.
那这个叫依着神的意思忧愁。
So this means to sorrow in God's way.
所以如果一个人都没有依着神的意思忧愁。
If one does not feel sorrow according to God's way,
很可能是因为他里面没有神的爱在里面。
It's very likely that he's not filled with the love of God.
所以我们对属灵的事情没有感觉。
That is why we do not feel anything to its spiritual matters.
如果被神的爱充满，我们就有属灵的感觉。
If we are deeply filled by the love of God, then we will have these spiritual emotions.
所以有时候我们的子女如果在世界上是一个很普通的人。
Sometimes our children could be a very normal person in the society.
但是我们看他灵性一直在成长。
But as we see the spiritual growth in them,
生活中懂得爱神爱人。
We see that they love God and man in their lives.
身上有神的恩。
And they have the grace of God in their lives.
那我们就很感谢很高兴。
We will be very grateful and thankful.
那你在感谢什么？
So,Others might be wondering, why are you thankful for?
他也不是很突出，你在感谢什么？
It's not like he's so outstanding.
感谢他的信仰一直在成长。
But we're thankful because the spirituality of our children are growing.
那这个就是神的心进到我们里面。
So this signifies that God's heart has entered into our hearts.
所以我们的信仰就是要一直去追求，不止我们对别人有一种肉体的关系，更重要。有一种属灵的爱在里面。
So it is this long-term, ongoing spiritual pursuit that we want to pursue for God's heart and spirit to fill our hearts.
那我们再来看这个依着神的意思忧愁会产生什么样的动作。
Now let's see what actions would follow this godly sorrow.
首先我们来看，回来看哥林多后书。
Now let's refer back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 8. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
第九节。
Verse 9, Now I rejoice that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance, for you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing.
这个地方保罗讲第九节，我如今欢喜。
Here Paul said that now I rejoice.
不是因你们的忧愁。
Not because of your sorrow.
是因为你们从忧愁中闪出后悔来。
But rather because your sorrow has led to repentance.
这个到底在讲什么？
So what is this verse trying to tell us?
本来哥林多教会里面很多问题。
The church of Corinth has a lot of problems.
活在罪里面。
They were living in sins.
而且教会里面也没有秩序。
And the church is lacking in order.
当然这是神不喜欢的。
Of course, this is not pleasing to God.
那怎么办？
So what did they do?
保罗就写一个很严厉的信给他们说，你们这样是不对的。
Paul wrote a very stern letter to them and pointed out their mistakes.
这个信是出于爱。
So this letter was written out of love.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗希望他们能够回转归向神。
Because Paul hoped that they would repent and return to God.
那这样才能够跟神建立关系，能够与神和好，得神的恩典。
Only then can they establish a relationship with God and receive grace from God.
那现在如果离神越来越远。
So now if they have been departing, they are departing further and further from God.
不但对神的恩典体验不到，最后连属灵的生命都会失去。
Not only that they can't feel any spiritual grace from God, they might eventually even lose their spiritual lives.
所以出于这种爱神的爱，所以他写一封信在责备他们，你们到底什么不对。
So out of this love that this godly love that he has for the people, he wrote this letter to rebuke them.
没有一个父亲写这样的信是很高兴的。
Not a single father would have a delighted heart when writing a letter like this.
因为我们的孩子有问题，你怎么会高兴呢？
Because your children are problematic, why, how can you be rejoicing?
但是一个父亲会高兴是因为他看到我们的信，他会回转，他会回头，他会悔改，他会改变。
But a father rejoices because he sees that once the child sees this letter, the child actually repented.
因为回转或者悔改或者改变，他就有希望。
Because to repent, to return, and to change, there's hope.
所以这里才说我欢喜不是你们忧愁，乃是从忧愁生出懊悔来。
Here it says that now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance.
我们再看十一节。
Let's refer to verse 11.
请读。
For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner, what diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication, all these things have you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
这里讲依着神的意所忧愁就生出殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心。第一个，依着神的意思就产生的殷勤。
Firstly, if you have sorrowed in a godly manner, it produces diligence in you.
这个什么意思？
So what does this mean?
我们在世界上常常觉得我们跟别人比不上。
We often feel as though we cannot be compared to others in the society.
就很难过了。
And then we feel very upset.
那下一步是什么？
So what's the next step?
用实际的行动去 找第二个工作，第三个工作，多赚一点钱。
We be more practical and put in the effort to find more side jobs to earn more money.
但是这样的忧愁一直带下去，我们灵性会发生问题。
But the more that we sorrow in this manner, what effect would that bring to our spirituality?
因为这样世俗的忧愁会让我们离神越来越远。
Because this worldly sorrow will lead us further and further away from God.
那如果说我们觉得我们自己的灵性真的离开圣经差很远。
But if we ourselves have realized that our spirituality has departed from Godly way,
我们从慕道的第一天开始就听到主耶稣赦免我们。
From the first day that we listen to the gospel, we understand that God has forgiven our sins.
那我们在念祷告文。
And then when we were reading the Lord's Prayer,
求主赦免我，如同我赦免别人。
To forgive our sins just like we have forgiven others.
所以我们从慕道开始就已经听到这个道理。
Even as truth seekers, we know of this truth.
但是有时候我们信主几十年。
But sometimes, after having believed in God for decades,
我们真的没有办法赦免。
It's not easy for us to forgive others.
那如果我们依着神的意思忧愁。
But if we feel sorrow in a godly manner,
我们就想为什么我信主几十年没有办法赦免别人。
And reflect on ourselves that how is it that we are, there's no way that we can forgive others.
有这样的忧愁就会产生一种热心，我要去追求，我要进步，我要能赦免别人。
If we have this, if we have this godly sorrow, we would want to pursue to forgive others. We will have this zeal to want to pursue to forgive others.
但是如果我们没有办法赦免别人，我们自己都没有感觉，反正大家都一样啊。
If we have not this realization that we are not able to forgive others,
讲很简单啊，做很困难啊。
If we keep thinking that it's easier said than done,
那我们到死都不会进步。
Then we will never change or improve even until the day we die.
因为我们没有一个忧愁的心。
Because we do not have this godly sorrow.
所以忧愁的心就产生让一个人殷勤。
So,This sorrow in a godly manner produces diligence.
那接下去，自恕、自恨、恐惧。
And followed by, followed by clearing yourself. What dignition? What fear?
为什么会产生恐惧
？And why does sorrow produce fear?
这个恐惧是出于敬畏神来的。
This fear is out of the fear of God.
为什么？
Why are we fearful of God?
信仰救恩是白白得来的。
Because we receive this salvation.
但是我们是要努力站敬做成得救的功夫。
But we have to be diligent to pursue spirituality.
所以如果我们信仰没有进步，
If there's no improvement in our belief,
可能得救都有问题。
Maybe we will have a problem even to be saved.
所以就产生一种畏惧。
So that's why it produces fear.
然后最后就接下去我们看它产生什么。
And then what other things are produced?
接下去热心责罚。
Zeal and vindication.
我们就产生一种热心。
Then a zeal will be produced.
热心要来追求信仰的成长。
This zeal to pursue the growth in our spiritual faith.
所以哥林多教会就这样有依着神的意思忧愁，他就改变了。
So the church of Corinth, because they pursue this godly sorrow, so they had this change.
改变就成长了。
And this change has caused them to grow.
所以昨天跟今天不一样。
So they're different today from tomorrow.
去年跟今年不一样。
And they're different this year from last year.
明年跟今年不一样。
And they're different next year from this year.
这个叫做成长。
This shows growth.
如果昨天跟今天一样。
If we're the same today from yesterday.
去年跟今年一样。
If we're the same next year as this year.
明年跟今年一样。
And if we're the same next year from this year.
信主几十年都一样。
If we remain the same decades after believing in God,
这个叫做没有成长。
This is called as no growth.
所以依着神的意思，忧愁就产生热心。
So if we feel sorrow in a godly manner, it should produce zeal.
热心在追求信仰的进步。
And this is the zeal in pursuing after the spiritual growth.
所以这是好的。
So this is a good sorrow.
好，那我们再看保罗依着神的意思忧愁第二个例子。
So now let's see the second example of how Paul felt this godly sorrow.
好，我们看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第九章。
Romans.
第九章的第一节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 1.Romans chapter 9 verse 1, I tell the truth in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience is also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 第二节。
Verse 2, that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart.
第三节。
Verse 3, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh.
第四节。
4, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
第五节。
Verse 5, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came,Who is overall the eternal blessed God? Amen.
这里第二节，保罗说：“我是大有忧愁，心里常常伤痛。”
Here in verse 2, Paul said that he has great sorrow and continual grief in his heart.
这个是为什么？
And what's the reason?
第三节。
Verse 3.
为我的兄弟，我骨肉之亲，这是谁？
For I could wish that I myself were a curse from Christ for my brethren. And who are these brethren?
犹太人。
It's the
Jews. 因为保罗也是犹太人。
Because Paul himself is a Jew.
所以他的心啊，关心犹太人的得救。
And in his heart, he was concerned for the salvation of these Jews.
那他为什么说第二节，我是忧愁，心里伤痛？
So why does he say in verse 2 that he felt great sorrow?
因为如果我们读第四节
Because if we read verse 4
以色列人那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
Who are Israelites to whom pertain to the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
儿子的名分，这个很尊贵啊。
So even the name of the adoption, that is very honorable.
雅各叫做抓住的意思。
Jacob means to grasp.
以色列是神的王子。
And Israelites is the prince of God.
所以这个是很尊贵的。
So it's a very noble status.
那荣耀是什么？
So what is this glory?
荣耀就是神本身。
This glory is God himself.
神显在西乃山充满着荣耀。
God had this glory on Mount Sinai.
那个荣耀不是地上的。
And this glory is not the earthly glory.
那个荣耀会让你心满意足。
This glory enables you to feel contented.
所以荣耀是神本身。
So glory is God himself.
那诸约，神跟以色列百姓立约。
And what about the covenants? God had a covenant with these Israelites.
你要遵守我的道，我就要承认你做我的子民。
That you have to observe my law, and I will recognize you as my people.
那律法。
My laws.
律法可以指着十诫。
The law can be referred to the Ten Commandments.
十诫有哪一条不好？每一条都是好的。
So which one of the Ten Commandments is not good? Everyone is good.
遵守十诫，我们道德标准会提高，问题会减少。
If we observe the Ten Commandments, our moral standards will be risen, and our lives will be better.
应许就是那一块迦南地。
And this promises refers to the land of Canaan.
但是这一切神所应许的这一些福气。有一个条件，他们必须是成为义人。
But all these promises of God have a precondition, that is, they have to be righteous men.
那这个应许就会实现。
Then all these promises will come true.
那现在成为义有两条路。
So to be righteous, there are two paths.
第一条路就是用人的努力。
First path is through man's diligence.
守律法。
To observe the law.
但是发现这个做不来。
But God knows that it cannot be conducted that way.
不是律法不好。
It's not that the laws are not good.
是人有罪性做不来。
But rather, man have a sinful nature.
那就没有希望了。
So it's hopeless.
主耶稣来给我们一条恩典的路。
So God came using and provided us with this path of grace.
现在我们只要信耶稣受洗就可以称义。
Now, as long as we believe in God, we get baptized, and we will have this grace.
就可以称义。
We will be
justified.
那
我们就可以得到这些福分。
And then we will be blessed with all these promises.
那让保罗很忧愁的就是说，律法没有达到那个目标，但是主耶稣这个恩典的救恩，他又不愿意接受，那还有什么希望？
What caused grief to Paul is that no one can attain this standard of the law, but then
律法的义啊达不到。但是借着恩典救恩的义他又不要那还有什么希望
Okay, so these people couldn't obtain the standard of the laws, the righteousness of the laws, but at the same time they have rejected the salvation by grace.
所以保罗这里讲心里忧愁常常伤痛不是犹太人生活好不好啊。
So when Paul was feeling all the sorrow and grief, it's not whether or not the Jews led a good life.
是救恩。
But rather, it's about their salvation.
所以保罗说，我被咒诅与基督无份。如果这样能够让犹太人得救，我也愿意。
That is why in verse 3, Paul says that for I could wish that I myself be accursed from Christ for my brethren.
所以因为有这样的依着神的意思忧愁，保罗就非常热心传福音。
And because he feel the sorrow in this godly manner, so he preached the gospel very zealously.
所以依着神的意思忧愁本身是好的。
And to sorrow in a godly manner itself is good.
会让我们灵性进步。
This will cause us to grow in our spirituality.
会让我们努力去传福音。
And will make us be diligent in preaching the gospel.
好，那如果我们回到刚刚哥林多后书第七章第十节，还有世俗的忧愁。
And then if we turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, there's also these earthly sorrows.
啊，那世俗的忧愁是什么？
So what are these earthly sorrows?
啊，首先我们来看啊，这个忧愁对人的影响。
First, now let's see the effect of sorrow towards men.
我们看箴言的十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
啊，箴言十七章的二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
啊，十七章二十二节讲喜乐的心乃是良药。
A merry heart does good like medicine.
啊，所以活得很喜乐，这是很重要的。
So to lead a joyful life is very important.
啊，有喜乐，有时候你身体也比较不会生病。
When you have joy in life, sometimes you don't easily fall sick.
啊，如果生病了，心里很喜乐，这是良药，会医治，让我们早一点康复。
But even if you fall sick, but you have a merry heart, it works like medicine.
啊，所以喜乐的心呢，这是在生活中非常重要的。
So a merry heart is very important in our lives.
再来，忧伤的灵使骨头枯干。
Then it's followed by a broken spirit dries the bone.
啊，所以如果心里常常忧愁，啊，我们身体都会发生问题。
So if we often feel grief in our lives, then we will have physical issues as well.
啊，因为心里如果常常忧伤，有时候就变成忧郁症。
Because sometimes if we are constantly upset, it will cause depression as well.
啊，骨头就会枯干了。
And our bones will dry.
啊，所以世俗的忧愁叫人死。
So an earthly sorrow caused people to die.
对人一点益处都没有。
It does not bring any benefit to people.
那我们现在就来看世俗的忧愁是什么，要怎么来让我们拿掉这个世俗的忧愁。
What is an earthly sorrow and how can we prevent it?
好，我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
31节。
Verse 31.Matthew chapter 6 verse 31. Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
32.
Verse 32. For after all, these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
这个31节讲啊，不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么。
Here it says that in verse 31, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we wear?
我们来到美国啊，第一件事情忧愁就是什么？我生活的需要从哪里来？
When we first came to America, the first thing that we worry about is about our livelihood.
除非我们父母很有钱，我们赚很多钱，带着钱来，不然每一天的生活都是一种压力。
Unless we're from a wealthy family or we know how to earn a lot of money, or else we feel financial stress every day.
每一天生活都要钱啊。
Because to even survive every day, you need money.
所以这里讲吃什么、穿什么、喝什么都是要钱的。
So here it says that whatever we eat, drink, or wear, actually we need money for all these things.
但是主耶稣竟然说不要忧虑吃什么穿什么那什么，主耶稣从天上掉下来吗？
But here God says, do not worry about these things. So what does it mean? Will God let all these things fall down from the heavens?
32节。
Verse 32.
这个是外邦人所求的。
For all these things, the Gentiles seek.
他为什么说这是外邦人所求的？
Why does God say that the Gentiles seek for these things?
那外邦人跟一个得到救恩的人到底差在哪里？
So what is the difference between a Gentile and a believer?
差在下一句话。
The difference lies in verse 33.
你们需用这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
In verse 33, the next verse,The next phrase, it says, For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
所以得到救恩的人他有一个天父。
So for those who have received this heavenly grace, he has this heavenly Father.
他有一个父亲，他不只有地上的父亲，还有一个天上的父亲。
We do not only have this earthly Father, we also have a heavenly Father.
那个天上的父亲是富有的。
And this heavenly Father is wealthy.
他是掌管一切的。
He's one that controls everything.
他知道。
He knows.
所以三十三节要怎么解决？
So how do we resolve this problem? It's recorded in verse 33.
如果你看下面一句话，这些东西都要加给你。
The second portion, and all these things shall be added to you.
天父要把吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、生活的需要都给你。
Our Heavenly Father wants to give you all these things.
但是有一个条件。
But there's a condition.
啊，那个条件是什么
？What's the condition?
33节。
Verse 33.
先求他的国跟他的义。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
所以33节第一句话如果做得到，第二句话就是很自然的体验。
So if we can do what's recorded in the first portion of verse 33, then the following effect would be a natural experience.
所以我常常为生活的需要在忧愁，到底怎么办
？What do we do if we can't stop but continuously worry about our livelihood?
先求神的国跟神的义，生活自然神就会安排让你生活没有问题。
We have to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be taken care of.
所以34节。
So in verse 34,
不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
一天难处一天当就够了。
For tomorrow will worry about itself, its own things.
所以世俗的忧愁对我们没有帮助，因此要先建立跟神好的关系，神就会赐福给我们。
The earthly worry has no benefit for us. That is why we have to establish a good relationship with God, and other things will be added to us.
好，我们现在回来看提摩太前书第六章。
Now let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
第七节。
Verse 7, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
第八节。
Verse 8, and having food and clothing, with this we shall be content.
怎么让我们没有忧愁？
How can we not feel sorrow?
我们把生活的水准往下降，你就不会忧愁。
If you lower the standard of livings, then you will not feel grief.
有衣有食就要知足。
As long as you have food and clothing, you shall be content.
那生活中要敬虔加知足。
In our lives, there has to be contentment and godliness.
所以最重要就是要敬畏神心里知足。
So what's more important is to be godly and then feel contentment in your heart.
那这样就会带给我们很大的好处。
Then it will bring great benefit to you.
所以我们活在世界上世俗的忧愁是好的依着神的意思是忧愁是好的。
We live in this world, godly sorrow is good.
但是世俗的忧愁要借着在主耶稣里面追求神的国神的义生活有敬虔知足这样来解决。
But our earthly sorrows need to be lessened through the seeking of his kingdom and his righteousness.
那这样我们生活就没有忧愁。
Then we will have no grief in our lives.
充满着喜乐。
But often filled with joy.
那就是良药。
And this is a good medicine.
唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
第七首。
Sing hymn 65.